132nd Jayanti celebration of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. On Saturday, 14th of January 2012, day 132nd Jayanti celebration of Bhagavan Sri Ramana was observed at the New York Arunachala Ashrama. Also, on that day, the ashrama's new shrine and meditation hall was inaugurated. A large gathering of earnest devotees attended. There were recitations of Sri Ramana Maharishi's works and singing by the whole gathering. Many devotional songs were sung by individuals and talks were given. A sumptuous meal was served after the program and devotees lingered well into the evening, savoring the joy of like-minded aspirants and the ashrama environment. Swami Tathagatananda Maharaj, a senior Ramakrishna monk and president of the Vedanta Society of New York, graciously attended the program. He spoke on the importance of dedicated, God-centered life and the regular practice of prayer and meditation for all devotees. Virat Bhatt, enthused by the new book, Sri Ramana Gita of B.V. Narasimha Swami, shared with devotees the insight he had gleaned from the text. Dennis Hattel, the president of Arunachala Ashrama, gave the following talk. Friends and devotees, it has been 132 years since the boy Venkatraman was born in a small village in South India. And for most of those 132 years, his name, his life, and his teachings have been a magnet to sincere seekers of truth from across the globe. Why? First of all, he experienced the perfect state of self-awareness from his youth, and the divine presence radiated through his form so powerfully that it attracted thousands of seekers from the world over. Secondly, even today, 132 years after his birth, we find true seekers, utterly sincere devotees, who have experienced his grace and the spiritual beatitude that radiates from him into the hearts of those whom he has chosen. Many of us here today have seen with our own eyes or have experienced ourselves a life transformed by the grace of Bhagavan. Thirdly, even today, Sri Bhagavan's teaching, the direct path of practice of self-inquiry of who am I, has taken root in the hearts of earnest sadhakas from every country. More aspirants now than ever are attempting to seek their source as taught by Bhagavan Sri Ramana and to surrender to the divine presence that resides in the heart of each one of us. Let me read to you only a part of a poem of one whose search ended in the presence of the Master. The instant my head touched thy holy feet, the fever of my soul left me forever. I felt lightness and freedom and peace. Then thine eyes, redolent with thy infinite grace, tenderly looked on me, and I was thrilled. I stood before thee, a figure of pure bliss, fully bathed in thy divine halo. Now I am thy child, free and happy. My face is suffused with smiles drawn from thee. My life is entirely enlightened with thy love, knowledge, and power. Thou art my mother, master, and friend, my only beloved, All glory to thee. All glory to thee. Swami Ramdas Kanagat.